This Diamond Insight takes us to New Mexico with Max Willett, who helped the Lobos take 2 out of 3 games in Austin against formerly number one Texas during opening weekend. Max, you had the game-winning RBI Saturday to get the win. What was that feeling like after the game?
Oh, there's no way you can describe what that feeling was like. It was everything you kind of hope for, just trying to put the ball in play with 2 strikes, and everything ended up working out well for us.
That was New Mexico's first ever win over a number one ranked team. Then you went out and you did it again on Sunday. Human nature would kind of be just to be satisfied with such a big win on Saturday. How'd you do it? How'd you stay focused to end off the weekend?
We just have a committed group of guys. We have guys that weren't just resting on that one win. We wanted to go down and we wanted to prove to the country that we could beat Texas in the series. So that was our ultimate goal in the series when we went down there. And with that in mind, that's what kept us on track for that Sunday game.
It's not a short bus ride by any means from Albuquerque to Austin. Going over there, were the guys pretty fired up, pretty excited for such an opportunity to start off the season?
I think everyone was really excited. I don't think everyone was too excited about the long bus ride, but to get down there and get the season started against Texas, everyone was definitely excited just to get going.
What was the environment like at Dish Falk Stadium there in Austin?
Oh, man, no words can really describe that place. That place is a tough place to play. They got some pretty rowdy fans. They got guys out in right field and left field. Everyone's just chirping in your ears. So definitely it's a hostile environment to go out and play, and one of probably the toughest places I've ever had to play in my career.
Is it the most fans you think maybe you've ever played in front of?
It's right up there. I think Texas A&M a couple years ago, we were down there, they had a pretty strong following. They had a pretty strong crowd too. It's right there probably with them, but it was definitely consistently – probably, yes, over the 3-game series, the most I've ever played in front of.
You guys at New Mexico had a very good offensive team last year but came up short of the NCAA tournament. What's been your focus during this offseason as you prepared for 2010?
I think our main focus has been getting our pitching staff ready to go, getting good arms and get our pitching staff mentally ready. Our hitting is our coach, Birmingham, he can pretty much coach anyone how to hit. He's truly a genius when it comes to that, but when we're talking about pitching, that was, I think, our main focus, because that's, everyone knows in baseball, that's the key. If you have pitching, you can make a lot of things happen.
Exactly, and Texas had no shortage of pitching going into this weekend's or last weekend's series. They had 3 preseason All-Americans and just about everyone back, it seemed like, from last year's College World Series runner-up team. What were your impressions of what you saw from those guys, and how were you able to kind of tackle that task of going up against such a formidable foe?
Their pitching staff is unbelievable. They got arms coming from all over the place with all sorts of speeds. And, I mean, we knew they were going to be tough. We knew they were going to be challenging. But we have good approaches. We had a good game plan going in for them. So I think it was just take one pitch at a time, take one swing at a time, take one inning at a time with those guys. I mean, they're going to make great pitches, and they proved that on Saturday. Their pitcher, we got a ton of runners in scoring position. I think twice we had runners on third with less than 2 outs, and their pitcher was phenomenal. So I think it's just our practice and the way our philosophy of hitting that allows us to get on those guys and not make them as effective as they usually are.
What is your overall hitting philosophy then?
It all depends on what the count is, what the game's going like. There's a lot of different little things that go into it, but mainly the number one thing that we do is with 2 strikes, don't strike out and put the ball in play somehow, some way. And I think that definitely played to our advantage a lot. We had a lot of 2-strike. We had more strikeouts, I think, this weekend than we're used to, but overall I think we had a lot of clutch 2-out hits or 2-strike hits or 2 strikes at least, putting them in play and making things happen that way.
Your head coach, Ray Birmingham, he doesn't seem to lack for confidence. Kind of describe your head coach a little bit.
Oh, he's a character, and he definitely breeds a lot of emotion around the team. He definitely has no fear of losing or anything like that. So he definitely instills that confidence with each member on our team, and it definitely is contagious when he's around and his attitude towards everything and not being afraid to go into the number one Texas and go in and take 2 or 3 from him. Like, that's what he's been preaching, and our team believed it. I don't know how many other people really did, but from the get-go, he was ready to go, and he was fired up about it.
Now, you have some other big trips coming up this season. You go to Arkansas, another College World Series team, Arizona, USC, some teams with some tradition. How do you stay focused, though, week in and week out now after starting off on such a high note?
You know, that's probably one of the hardest things we're going to have to do, but like we've been always saying, what we always say to each other, it's a climb, it's a long season, it's a marathon, not a sprint. So we're looking for our best baseball to come towards the end of the year, and by no means were we at the top of our game either against Texas, but we're trying to get better each day. We're ready to go back to work. Today we're going right back out to practice and fix our mistakes that we had this weekend. So, like you said, we have a ton of big teams coming up still to go with Arkansas and Arizona and USC and all those guys. So we just got to stay focused and stay on top of it and know that we haven't accomplished anything just by winning these two games down there in Texas this weekend.
Is it pretty exciting to get to play a schedule like that, especially considering you go to those places and get to see some of those places?
Oh, for sure. That's what you hope to do. You don't want to just coast through a season making it easy. We're always up for the challenge. That's what makes this game fun, makes it all fun. I've been here for, this is my fifth year, so it's definitely fun to go see different parts of the country that I haven't been able to see yet. But it's definitely exactly what you want to be doing. You want to be playing the top competition, seeing what you can do against them.
Max, what's the best thing about being a college baseball player?
I think it's just the teammates and being around them every day and the relationships you have with the guys you form relationships with, I think. I'm still in contact with guys that I played with my freshman year and all that. And also, with Father's baseball team, it's pretty cool because our coaches are pretty much like our best friends, too. There's really no separation between the two of us. So that being said, it's just a lot of camaraderie, I guess you could say, is probably the best thing, just the relationships you form.
What's the toughest thing?
Oh, the travel schedule in school, probably.
14-hour bus rides, huh?
That's rough. That's rough. I mean, trying to stay on top of school while in the travel, that gets to you every semester. You don't realize how much it takes out of you until you go through it. That was a culture shock. I remember my freshman year. That was pretty hard to get used to.
Before I let you go, some quick word association. I'm going to throw some different things at you. You just tell me what comes to mind.
All right.
Let's start with a teammate of yours, Rafael Neda.
Oh, geez. A stud.
Another teammate, Ryan Honeycutt.
a character.
Former San Diego State pitcher, Steven Strasburg.
Unbelievable.
TCU.
Oh, geez. Enemy.
The NCAA tournament.
Ultimate goal.
And the last one, Max Willett.
Oh, geez. Reliable.
All right, Max Willett and the New Mexico Lobos got things off on the right foot in 2010, taking 2 out of 3 at formerly number one Texas, and best of luck to you and your teammates throughout this season, Max.
All right, thanks for having me.